The number of asylum seekers fleeing into Canada is surging this summer. Already this year, more than 6,000 people have illegally walked across the border into Quebec province. Nearly half of them crossed just last month. One of the most popular illegal border crossing areas is just west of Lake Champlain, along a rural road in the woods. Last week, hundreds of people crossed there in one day alone. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have set up a huge tent with restrooms and chairs and tables to process all the incoming asylum seekers. Vermont Public Radio's Kathleen Masterson went to this border crossing spot and has this report.
It's a seemingly ordinary rural road outside Champlain, New York. It winds through pastures and country homes. But over the past year, Roxham Road has become a globally known thoroughfare for asylum seekers who are fleeing the United States. On a recent warm August afternoon, the U.S. side of Roxham Road is fairly deserted. The pavement is littered with discarded baggage claim tickets and even an old suit left behind, evidence of the high volume of traffic. A taxi pulls up on the U.S. side. A young man with only a small backpack gets out and begins walking toward Canada.
Hi. Do you mind if I ask where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Yemen.
Yemen?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't share his name, but this border crosser says he flew to New York City from Yemen about a week ago. He didn't feel safe trying to seek refugee status in the U.S., but he'd heard that Canada is more welcoming.
It's not freedom. It's not safety in the United States. I came here and I'm gonna help my family because my family live in Abu Dhabi and they don't have work, they don't have money. Yeah.
I ask him how he learned about this particular way of crossing into Canada, and he says he found help on the internet.
I'm looking in the internet how to go this way and ask some people on the internet and they show me everything.
Then, a bit nervously, he turns to cross the well-trodden dirt pathway over the border.
Sir, can I say, well, I guess stop right there.
I have no choice.
Okay, stop right there. You're under arrest if you cross the border.
All right, so he just got told that he would be arrested if he crossed the border. And he said, I have no choice, I have no choice. And he kept walking forward, even though the officer kind of put his palm in his chest and stopped him. So he sort of sidled around the officer and he walked onto Canadian territory. Now they're instructing him to sit down, take off his backpack. Yeah, they're checking him for weapons now, patting him down.
Because of a U.S.-Canada agreement, any person who's already in the U.S. cannot request asylum status at a border checkpoint. So people are walking across on woodsy roads instead. The top five countries who are fleeing the U.S. are Haiti, Sudan, Turkey, Eritrea, and the United States. Yes, you heard that right. Some of the asylum seekers are U.S. citizens. Canadian border officials say they're mostly children who were born in the U.S. to foreign national parents. Canadian authorities say they don't refuse children who are U.S. citizens because their priority is to keep families together. Haitians make up the biggest percentage of those leaving the U.S. That's in part because temporary protected status for hundreds of Haitians living in the U.S. expires in January. In fact, the next cab that pulls up has three people from Haiti.
Me? I'm from Haiti.
From Haiti, okay. And how long have you been in the U.S.?
I'm 4 months.
He says he's lived for the past year and 4 months in San Diego, California. But he says he's really scared that he might be sent back to Haiti.
This is not a big problem for me for to go back in Haiti because me, I don't go back to Haiti.
Would it be dangerous in Haiti?
Yeah, it'd be very dangerous.
Then, after a brief exchange in French with the Canadian police, he and his two travel companions wheel their suitcases across the dirt path and into Canada. It's unclear how many of the thousands who have entered Canada this year will be granted refugee status. The review board that decides these cases is backlogged. It's at least 4 to 5 months behind. Yet in Canada, while people are awaiting their hearing, they can get work permits, access to health care, and French classes. And for many, it's worth the risk.
That's Vermont Public Radio's Kathleen Masterson. Her story came to us from the New England News Collaborative.